can't read, tell me that.
Must be the weather.
Well, it's 7 o'clock, I'm gonna call the meeting to order. Please stand for the pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Gaylor?
Here.
Crunch?
Here.
Needhammer?
Here.
Sansom?
Here.
Town?
Here.
Quorum present.
Okay, our first item of business tonight is the consent agenda. And the purpose of the consent agenda is to expedite business by grouping non-controversial items together to be dealt with by one commission motion without discussion. Any member of the commission, staff, or the public may ask that any item on the consent agenda be removed and placed as the last item under new business to receive full discussion. Such requests will automatically be respected. And tonight we have 5 items on the consent agenda.
I move the consent agenda as presented.
Second.
Roll call.
Gaylor?
Aye.
Crunch?
Aye.
Needhammer?
Aye.
Sansom?
Aye.
Town?
Aye.
Motion carried.
Okay, our next item of business is hearing citizens' comments on non-agenda items. Please identify yourself if you wish to speak. Please hold your comments to 5 minutes. Do we have Kim?
My name is Kim Altavello. I am the Associate Director at the Chamber, but I am here tonight as a participant in the Leadership Charlevoix County program, and one of our homework assignments was to attend a government meeting. So that is my primary purpose of being here tonight, but also to educate myself on how the meetings were run and how things go. So thank you.
Thank you, Kim.
You're welcome.
Do we have anyone else wish to speak? Bob?
Yes, my name is Bob Brooks from Parkview Apartments. And I don't know if the city manager is going to address the meeting that we had with Michael and Joe Quant and their attorney. We have presented a pilot with the municipal services agreement. We wanted to get on the docket for tonight, but the agreements, we weren't able to get the agreements to Michael in time to be placed on the docket. And what I would like to ask today is that if it's at all possible to be placed on the docket for the next regularly scheduled meeting of the City Commission to discuss the proposed pilot and municipal services agreement.
Thank you, Bob.
That's it.
Can I comment, Mike?
Bob's correct. We had a real productive meeting last time we met. I was hoping that we'd be able, like they did, to have it on tonight's agenda. At that meeting, the city attorney said that was pretty optimistic, and I think he was right. And we're going to try and do it. If we can get it on the next agenda, if at all possible, we'll try and do that.
Okay. Thank you, Mike. Anyone else in regards to a non-agenda item wish to speak? Okay, next item is correspondence. The first item we have tonight is a thank you for Relay for Life, American Cancer Society. It says, thank you so much for allowing the Relay for Life Charlevoix County to be held at Veterans Park. All of the team absolutely love the space and want to use it again next year. And thank you again on behalf of the Relay for Life, Kathy Weiss, and Relay for Life Charlevoix County. So I'll pass that down. The other item of correspondence, I don't know if everybody got it in the regards to the Grandview Terrace and Recreation Plan, the new park. I'll just read the first paragraph, but this same publication or the same press release is online with this city website. Dear neighbor, Grandview, Charlevoix County's medical care facility and home to 113 community elders will be holding an old-fashioned barn-raising party at Boyne City Eagles Hall, 106 River Street, October 3rd, 2015, from 6 p.m. to 11 p.m. So if anybody wishes a copy of this, I can pick it up after the meeting here. Okay, City Manager's Report.
A few items. Labor Day weekend was a scorcher in Boyne City in very many ways. We were as hot as the weather was with the last stroll of the streets for the season, the Labor Day car show, the Dale Mack bike race, a ride coming through and staying here, the Red Fox Sailboat Regatta, and the Boyne City Drag Race. My many thanks to all the people who make each of these events possible and Boyne City the place to be. Today at 11 o'clock, the groundbreaking ceremony for the Somerset Point to Boyne City Sanitary Sewer Force Main project took place. Construction on the project also began today, which they hope to have pretty much completed in November. We have had 12 people sign up to have connection stubs to the force main installed on their at their properties. Of these, 11 were city property owners and one a property owner of the township. The project joins the DPW facilities, Court Street, and Boyne City Business Park construction projects that are going on around town. The projects continue to make good progress. Two of the three projects, plus the one I'll just mention in a second here, will help make dealing with the weather events like we've been having today less of an issue for the community in the future. On Division Street, since our last meeting, the abandoned storm sewer water main north of the road running between Grant and Park Streets has been restored and put back into service. Quotes for the boring work to connect this main to the pond area southeast of Parkview Apartments entrance are due tomorrow. We are also discussing with neighbors west of Parkview possible ways to resolve long-standing stormwater drainage issues in their areas as well. I'll keep the commission posted on that. Also on the private side, Cat Development began today rebuilding their parking and drive areas behind the One Water Street building that contains Cafe Sante. And this will be to service the new residential units that have been built back there over the past two summers. Since our last meeting, we've had several what I would describe as productive meetings and discussions on the distributed antenna system proposed by ACD. Attorney Watts and I hope to have something more substantial to report on at our next meeting. Related to this, we've had agents for Verizon continue to look for sites in or near the downtown to place 120-foot or so cell towers. As allowed by state law, the farmers market will soon be allowing up to two booths to be used for craft wine and cider sampling and sales. We have also checked with our insurance company, and they see no problem with this. Just for the commission's information, there was quite a bit of discussion on the farmers market subcommittee to this, and they took a poll of all the farmers that participate in the market because there wasn't unanimity on it, but it was like 28 to 6 in favor of giving this a try to see how it works out. This afternoon, we had 12 students from the Michigan State University and their School of Planning, Design, and Construction visit us as part of a class project to study our community and its waterfront to come up with possible recommendations for us. One of their students is from the Boyne City area and suggested that their class look at us, and they did some background checking and liked what they saw. While this is separate from the Boyne on the Water Place Plans project, it will parallel some of the areas and issues. Boyne City will be their project for the next several months, and there is no cost or obligation associated with this project or their suggestions. This week, as part of the city facilities project, we will be meeting with clock experts to really start looking in depth as to what our options are going to be with regards to the reuse of the old city clock as part of that project and the proposed clock tower. A reminder that our end of summer rubbish collection, residential rubbish collection program continues for the next 2 weeks through Thursday, September 17th. So tomorrow is the next to last Wednesday, so keep that in mind. Complete schedules and information are here at the City Hall and on our website. Also a reminder that the county's household hazardous waste collections will be held this coming Friday and Saturday, and you do have to make appointments for those. School started today, so again, as a reminder, be sure to give yourself some extra time to get in and around town safely. We have a bunch of youth out and about. The third Bowling on the Water public participation session will be held on Tuesday, September 15th at the High School Performing Arts Center, starting at 5:30 p.m. So they'll be presenting their feedback and refined visioning from what was held at Sunset Park in July, and look for additional comments from the community as well. A reminder that our Michigan Municipal League Convention will be in Traverse City next Wednesday through Friday. And I'm trying to secure a more detailed description or agenda that gives a play-by-play as to what each of the breakout sessions will be, and I'll distribute that to us and our guests. I'm also checking to see if I can make satisfactory arrangements to attend the International City Management Association Conference that'll be held in Seattle, Washington at the end of this month. I try and go every few years, and it's been a few since the last time I've gone. Today we received word from the Michigan Department of Natural Resources and DT Energy Foundation that we did receive a $4,000 tree planting grant.
Oh, good.
The commission may recall that this came up as a last minute item in June. It was on short notice. Traditionally, they allowed us to apply every other year for this project, and this was supposed to be our off year. They contacted Andy and said that we were eligible to apply, and I basically, we did on short notice. I made sure the commission was aware of that. So our efforts have panned off, and we have another $4,000 to add to our funds to use for tree planting this fall. If you have any questions on these or additional items, I'd be glad to try and address them.
Thank you, Mike. Any questions from the commission? Okay, next item of business is reports of officers, boards, and standing committees. We have the draft minutes for the Main Street Board, the Parks and Rec Board meeting, and the Planning Commission meeting. So, any questions? Okay, moving forward, old business. Our first item of old business is renewal of the assessing services.
Actually, that's item 9A under new business.
Oh, excuse me. We'll make it new business. So, Mike, you want to do the lead in on that? Give us a summary?
Well, it was hard for me to believe that it's been 3 years since we had this discussion last at our city commission meeting. It was at that time that recommendations were made by myself, in conjunction with the efforts of the city of East Jordan and the city of Charlevoix, to hire DC Assessing to be our new assessor. The commission may recall that prior to contracting out for assessing services, we had been provided, for as long as anybody can remember, assessing services through Charlevoix County and their equalization department. Charlevoix County decided they wanted to do things differently when they were having some staffing changes, and basically suggested to us that it probably would be advantageous for us to go on our own and get additional services. And I think their assessment was correct. We have had, since going through this process, I think we've had very good results. The level of service that we provide, the information we can provide our customers, the record keeping that we have are all, I think, improved from the good standard that we even had with the county. And I think our records and all the information that we have come to bear are even better than they were in the past, which allows us to have our goal of having uniform assessments so that everybody is treated equally and fairly throughout the spectrum. And I think that is paying off, and we're seeing fewer and fewer people actually coming to our board of reviews. We're able to work things out with our assessor in advance, or when they are presented with information by our assessor, they see it has a logical basis for it. And when we do have questions or issues that come up, or things that go to the tax tribunal, Deb has worked very well with our attorneys on this matter to get resolutions that we think are fair to all the parties involved. So building on that, I've had communications with the city managers of Charlevoix and East Jordan. They are also satisfied with our current arrangements and contractor. I also contacted a former employee of the county's equalization department to get their perspective as to how it was working there. This person recently took a position elsewhere. And he expressed his satisfaction with the work and working relationships with DC assessing as well. After getting all that information from our peers that we share the contract with and from what I consider a fairly impartial source at this point, I contacted Ms. Chavez and talked about possibly making arrangements and to see if we could basically renew the same contract and the existing terms for the next 3 years. And that was something that Ms. Chavez and DC Assessing were agreeable to, as were Charlevoix and East Jordan. At their meeting last week, the city of East Jordan took to their city council basically what's coming to you today and going to the city of Charlevoix tonight as well, a recommendation to extend the contract with Ms. Chavez for another 3 years at no change in the rate. East Jordan did approve that, and the recommendation from the Charlevoix city manager was to approve it as well. We have the ability, even with renewing a three-year contract, and if for some reason the situation changed and the quality of work from DC assessing deteriorated and we're not able to resolve those issues, we can separate the agreement. So we do have an out clause. I don't anticipate having to, based on the current performance we've had with them, having to exercise such a clause. But we've got it there as a safety net just in case something does happen. We've also been fortunate that shortly after beginning work in Charlevoix County, Ms. Chavez chose to become a resident of Boyne City. She's lived in our community probably pretty close to 2.5 years at this point. So we have the additional population and her expertise right here at hand. She's also an active member of the Boyne Valley Lions Club, so she's actually becoming very well ingrained into the community and more than a positive asset, just as our assessor as well too. It's also worked out very well for our residents in dealing with DC assessing that they spend 1 day in each city hall per week. So they're here on Wednesdays, they're here in City Hall, in Boyne City, and they spend a day in Charlevoix, and a day in East Jordan as well too. We have many residents that live in that work in East Jordan and Charlevoix, and they have the ability, much the same way those communities would have the ability to come, those residents from other communities would have the ability to come here to visit wherever it's convenient for them on their schedule. And that's worked out very well. So I think we have, through our shared arrangement, a cost-effective system, a higher quality system than we had in the past, and one that seems to be working on all cylinders. So based on all that, it is my recommendation that the City Commission approve extending the agreement for assessing services with DC Assessing for a period of an additional 3 years under the current terms with no increases in cost, and an estimated annual cost of $55,100 per year, and authorize the city manager to execute the necessary agreements. And Deborah Chavez from DC Assessing is here in case anybody has any questions or comments for her as well. I'd be glad to answer anything that you have for me.
Thank you, Mike. Do we have any additional comments from staff or department heads? Debbie, do you wish to make any comments?
No.
Okay. Thank you.
Darn it.
Any additional citizens' comments? Okay, having none, we'll move to the board for discussion. Tom, would you like to start, please?
I would. I think Mike has done his homework in providing us with a summation of the contract and the strong points in the contract and the improvements over the years. I think this is an example of providing better service at a savings to the city, as we have done in other departments too, which is helped us save money for big projects. Even though my taxes went up, I'm in full support.
Gene?
Yeah, well, first I like the arrangements, the corporate arrangement with the two cities. And we can still get additional 3 years with no increase in cost. That's a plus. I support the recommendation.
Derek?
Thanks, Mayor. I also support this move. I personally have not had one individual contact me complaining about the assessing process. And I think it's very important that with your schedule that you've maintained open access. I think anytime you're dealing with a matter like this, the earlier you can get into communication and the better the communication, the less problems. And as Mike has iterated, the access, the measures that you know, that people want to challenge it have gone down, and that's a testament. Obviously, not everybody will agree, you know, which way ever they go, but as long as it's a fair process and that can be articulated back to them, then I think that's a win for everybody. And obviously, when it comes to the contract, I'm a big fan of making sure there's out clauses, because everything's fine until it's not. So it's always good to have something there to protect the city and DC assessing in this particular matter. And I see no reason not to continue this relationship with these services. Thank you.
Thank you, Derek. Laura?
Yeah, I also support the recommendation, and welcome to Boyne City. I'm really glad you chose us. So. Yeah, I think if everything is going along smoothly, like it sounds like, and I haven't had any feedback contrary to all of that process, like I agree with Tom. My taxes went up a little bit, but I'm good with it. Thank you.
Thank you, Laura.
Yeah.
I'm in full support of the assessing services renewal, and this time I'll ask for a motion.
I'll make a motion for consideration to extend agreement for assessing services with DC Assessing for a period of additional 3 years under the current terms with no increase at the estimated cost of $55,100 per year, and authorize the city manager to execute the necessary document.
I'll second.
Roll call.
Grunch?
Aye.
Needhammer?
Aye.
Sampson?
Aye.
Town?
Aye.
Gaylor?
Aye.
Motion carried.
Okay, our next item of new business is the road maintenance bids. And Andy?
Thank you, Mayor. The commission should have before them my memo on this matter, along with a map showing the areas that we plan to do this year, and the bid summation from Reeve Riley Construction. Again, this year we're looking at doing the crush and shape pavement repairs or maintenance item, and also some more asphalt milling and resurfacing. Both of those are typically what we use on a level 3 to 4 road. Anything less than 3 is time to reconstruct it. But these treatments should get us at least another 10 to 12 years on the asphalt milling resurface, and probably 12 to 15 years on the crush and shapes, unless we end up having some very bad situations with subsoil conditions on those roads. Where we're doing this year, I don't think we will. So I think we'll have some very good lifespans out of these. This is something that we've been doing for the last couple of years on some of our worst streets, and I think we need to continue doing this to keep our road systems in as good a shape as we've gotten it back into in the last couple of 5 years. So it's my recommendation to go ahead and approve the bid for Reeve Riley. There's been a lot of work for us in town, and I have no problem. Thank you.
Thank you. Any additional comments from department heads or staff? Citizens' comments? Okay, we'll move the board for discussion. Jane, would you like to start?
Sure. Well, first, I think it is important we keep up on our pavement maintenance. Secondly, the monies are in the budget for this project. So I support the recommendation.
Terry?
Okay. Thank you. I'll echo Gene's comments that it is absolutely important that we do continue to maintain our roads. I think we're making great headway and continue to keep that standard high. And I also agree with the bid from Reeve Riley.
Thank you, Derek.
Mm-hmm.
Laura?
Yeah, I'm also in support. We need to keep our roads in good shape as we can, and it sounds like the bid is good. I was curious, though, if I may ask Andy?
Sure.
What was the total from Payne and Dolan? The total?
$314.
Okay, I was, yeah, because it's hard to, you know, figure out the way you did it, the breakdown. I wanted to know what the total differences were.
$314,000.
Okay, all right, good. Okay. Yeah, okay, thanks. That's all.
Okay, Tom?
My only question, Mr. Mayor, for Andy would be, so you do an assessment of the roads, and that's how you know what to do. So basically, you even know what's first in line for next year and the following year. Is that a correct statement?
Roughly, I do. But sometimes conditions can change, you know, with the pavement surfaces in a hurry. Last winter is a good example of that. There was one road on here that last year I probably wouldn't even consider doing yet, maybe next year. But it got kind of shuffled around. So, you know, it all depends. You know, I'm using a flexible pavement mix to do these projects with. It's got what's called a 5840 oil in it, which is typically what MDOT recommends you use in a UV because of the colder temperatures. Using it here allows us to keep the pavement pad a little more flexible to help with the movement that we're getting out of our roads because of, you know, a lot of them were very poorly constructed in the beginning with, you know, questionable subbases and not enough subbase in a lot of instances too. So that's what's going to help us a lot, I think, going forward.
And is that amount budgeted? And I have this information home. I just didn't do my homework. But yes. Is it close to what we spent last year and close to what we'll spend next year?
Last year, we didn't really formally do this as a project like this. We ended up getting some extra monies from MDOT that was going to get set aside if it didn't get used in our area through the RTM. So that's what we used to. We did the division in Pleasant last year with the crushing shape and the mill and build. Plus we added the storm sewer up there too. So we didn't really have a program, so to speak, out and about in the regular streets. So.
These streets that are listed here, is there any possibility of surprises like we had on Pleasant Avenue last year with the crushed main? I believe that's what it was.
No, there's most of these streets right now that we're doing have the utilities are at least in good shape. So, you know, there's nothing in poor or need of being replaced at this point on those streets. But that's one of the things I do with my rating of streets. I don't go just with the surface. I also look at what's underneath, so I kind of skew what MDOT says we're supposed to do with this PASER rating thing. But I mean, to me, it just seems more responsible to take the whole street situation into mind while we're doing that. And if we have to, you know, skew it a little bit to get a street done that needs utility work, then, right.
Thank you.
This looks about a mile. Close?
Yeah, a little bit over a mile. 1.21 miles or something like that.
That's all I have. I'm in support.
I'm in support also. I ask for a motion.
I'll make the motion for consideration to award the contract for the 2015 pavement maintenance project to Reed Riley for the amount of $299,860. Authorize the city manager to sign the required documents.
And second.
Roll call.
Needhammer?
Aye.
Sansom?
Aye.
Town?
Aye.
Gaylord?
Aye.
Grunch?
Aye.
Motion carried.
Mm-hmm. Okay, our next item in new business is the Dilworth Hotel Project Grant. Dan Flory.
And I apologize for the list on this agenda item. The Dilworth Hotel, we did about 10 days ago get verbal approval for $1 million for the project from the Community Development Block Grant. And we met today, this afternoon, with the project specialist who has been assigned. Now we have the project specialist assigned to the project, and we started kind of walking through the next steps. And we've submitted the Part 1 application, and then the next step is environmental review process. And there are several things that we have to go through in terms of timing. So it was kind of important that we tonight assign or appoint our environmental review and our certifying officer for the grant project, because once we have that in place, then we can start some public notices and set a public hearing and things like that. So I thought it was important that we get that in there today so that we can start that process. Otherwise, we would be 2 more weeks behind if I waited until the next commission meeting. So this really is a request that the City Commission pass a resolution appointing Mike Kane as the environmental review and certifying officer for the project. And this is, Mike typically is that person in these grant projects, so it's pretty standard in what we've done in the past. So again, I apologize for the late notice, but thought it was important that we from a timing standpoint, get this in the agenda. So I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, Laura. Any comments, Mike?
Yes. Given the current situation of what's going on with MDOT in Lansing, and also with their source funds of community development block grants being significantly reduced coming from Washington, we're very pleased and excited about this $1 million grant. Mm-hmm. We think on a competitive basis, competing across the state, this project is scored very well and gotten a significant amount of money. Is it everything that we would have hoped for? No, but given the realities of the circumstances that are out there, Boyne City did exceptionally well, mm-hmm. and we should be very pleased with Lori's efforts mm-hmm. and diligence on this, working with Dan Leonard from the MEDC, who I think you folks have met with mm-hmm. on several occasions before, as we're working both on this and also working on Glenn Katz's project as well. Obviously, this is something that we've been working with Mr. Grove and his team as they've been putting together their plans. He still remains 100% committed to making sure that the Dilworth is restored to its former 1912 glory, and with all the modern amenities, but having a unique historic character that will bring people in. That's supposed to be one of the fastest growing segments of the hotel industry at this time. So anything that the commission can do to help nail this process down and take advantage of it before MEDC has some other changes in their organization, the better. So I'm fully in support of Lori's recommendation and her additional comments.
Thank you, Mike. One other comment, Lori?
Just one other thing to add. Thank you, Mike. One of the things that I think helped this score highly on their radar was the fact that the local community is, if you recall, we changed our TIF plan to allow for additional reimbursement. That was real innovative in their mind, and I think the fact that we were willing to step up and help with the local match like we did, I think really helped our cause as well.
Thank you, Laura. Any additional comments from department heads or staff? Citizens' comments. Okay, we'll move to the board for discussion. Derek, would you like to start?
Please? Sure, thanks, Mayor. First of all, I'd like to direct to the city manager. Mike, do you have any reservations assuming the role of these two positions?
No, it's been went very smoothly in the past, and I'm very comfortable with it.
Okay.
Thanks for asking.
Sure. Mm-hmm. And could you just kind of, for the audience and the news media, could you kind of give a brief overview of what is required on those two tasks as far as the environmental review officer and the certifying officer, as far as the grant process?
Basically, on the environmental review, we have to do a complete assessment of the project itself and the surrounding areas to show what impact this project might have on it. They looked at floodplains, other things that, you know, are going to be emitting a lot of noise or dust, or is this going to create some pollution? You know, they want to know if you're releasing asbestos in the air. They're looking at anything that's going to infect the environment that could have a negative impact from this project going forward to the citizens or the properties in that general area. So that's where we go out and we put together notices, we create maps, they do a lot of documentation of the current situation out there as well too, And then, as Lori mentioned, we scheduled a public hearing so people can come in and ask us about those or if they have any questions or concerns. As she mentioned and as mentioned in her memo, again, we've gone through this process time and time again, the state and the federal government have these standards that they want us to apply to make sure that there aren't any surprises out there and that the people know what we're getting into. And the certifying officer basically authorizes myself to basically at various steps along the way to provide the necessary certifications that we have done our due diligence and that what we're agreeing to is something that is acceptable to the city. And again, those documents are ones that we've used time and time again for all of our grants downtown, and we've never had any surprises or upsets with regards to them that I can think of. And I'm like 99.9% sure that there have never been any glitches that I can think of.
Okay, thank you. That's all I have, Mayor.
Laura?
Yes, thank you for all your due diligence in getting this together. Anything that will keep this project moving forward, I'm in favor of, and I think we're very fortunate as a community to receive such grants, so full support the recommendation.
I echo what Laura just said, and it's due to the expertise of our staff and you, Lori, and I just think it's be able to put that package together with the unknowns coming out of Lansing is quite an accomplishment. So thank you, and I agree. Anything that we can do to help this process, I'm in favor of.
Thanks, Tom. Jean?
Just thank Lori for all the work she's done. I support the recommendation.
Thank you. I also support the recommendation, and I'll ask for a motion.
I'll move that the City Commission pass a resolution appointing Michael Kane, City Manager of Boyne City, as the Environmental Review and Certifying Officer for the Dilworth Hotel Project.
Second.
Roll call.
Sansom.
Aye.
Town.
Aye.
Gaylor.
Aye.
Grunt.
Aye.
Needhammer.
Aye.
Motion carried.
Okay, our next item of business is the good of the order. And Laura, would you like to start?
Oh, that's gone now. Okay, that's all right. I haven't been called that in a long time. Just amazing. I only had one question, and I think I already know the answer to it, but I'm going to ask it anyway. A citizen approached me who lives up here, just below Court Street, and wanted to know if we're going to have adequate drainage and storm water runoff along Court Street when we redo it, and I assured her that would believe we did, but I said I would double check. Make sure that I'm not misspeaking. So that was all I had.
Is that a question for Mike?
Yeah, if he wants to reaffirm though what I said.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. We believe everything that you said is correct, and we'll work very hard to make sure that there is. We're taking the piping all the way from Court Street down to where we're tying it into, and that's why we're going down North Lake as well, too, and not just stopping up there.
Right.
If you've been up in that area, you'll have seen that we've increased the size and depth of the detention pond that we have next to the pump station there.
Yeah.
That'll catch hopefully a lot of the first flushes that are going through there.
Okay.
We've upsized it. We're putting in water treatment units. Again, we're doing everything we reasonably can, so again, we're relying on our engineers, but like coming out of Hawk Ridge, we put additional structures to try and make sure that we pick up all that water as well, and we've also talked to them about working to improve their stormwater retention on their site, which they were required to do under their site plans. So I think with all of us working together that we should have that issue well taken care of.
Okay, great. Okay, thank you.
I'm all set, except I think Kim should come back to a meeting that lasts 4 hours.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Gene?
I'm all set.
Derek?
Thank you, Mayor. I also want to echo what Mike said in the city manager's report, reference all the events over Labor Day weekend and all the volunteers. I appreciate all the work that everybody does and their own little niche that they feel that they can contribute. I'd also like to thank Mike Kane for his involvement with the Boyne City Drag Race. It was another stellar outcome by participants and folks who were there watching the lake. So again, thank you also to the fire and ambulance personnel for their important standby on an event like that. So thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Mike?
Commissioner Gaylord's comments, and I knew I was going to do this in my manager report. I knew I was forgetting somebody, but we did have another event that took place, a major event that I forgot to mention, the triathlon as well, too. And we had that going for, I think this was its second year. And I mean, again, we were just popping. Again, not only the volunteers, but our staff having to juggle all the barricades and cones and all that type of stuff. It really took the community to pull it all off, and I agree with Derek, but I think it was well done.
And on that event, the sheriff's department was in the water, the police department was doing the roads, the fire was there with the fire trucks. I agree, they were in full force at that event.
I've got one question for Andy. Have we had any citizen volunteers come forward that want to move the children's playground project or the replacing of it, getting a committee going?
We've had no citizen volunteers that have spoken to me about it as of yet.
Have we done any advertising or any marketing of it or any requests for people or creating an awareness of? That's how it was built in the first place, was, you know, the service clubs and the and Reverend Walls, he was the one of the principal, you know, chairpersons or co-chairpersons of the project. And we can't let that lay very long because, I mean, that park is dead without children in it. So I'd really like to see something done and make it newsworthy, get some press releases out. And
I've been working with Scott McKenzie. He was one of the original members on the original board, and he's trying to get the list together to get to me of all the people who he feels may or already have expressed to him a willingness to be on that committee. But there's also some other interesting things that came from another city about what they've done. We're going to take a look at also as part of this. So some ways to maybe not take it down.
Any further questions or good of the order or comments?
I do echo what you said about the playground. It's a hot topic. People ask me about that quite often. So
we've talked about this for 6 weeks and
don't
see anything happening. I know we've got a lot of things happening, but I know we've got volunteers out there that can make it happen. Okay, announcements. Household hazardous waste drop-off is September 11th and 12th. That's by appointment. Going on the water main is scheduled for Tuesday, September 15th, 2015, 5:30 p.m., Boyne City High School Performing Arts Center. Our next regular city commission meeting is scheduled for Tuesday, September 22nd, 2015.
Gates, Brunch,
aye.
Needhammer,
aye.
Sansom,
aye.
Town,
aye.
Motion carried.